the book of Luke, chapter 2, and beginning to read at verse 4, and it's on the screen. We're starting a little bit earlier in the chapter than shown on the screen, and running through to verse 18. So this is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. This is the word of the Lord.
It still amazes us, doesn't it, as we think about what actually happened on that very first Christmas. God in Jesus coming to us where we are. Coming into a little family. Coming to a stable, a manger where all the animals and the birds and the creatures were living and making smells and all sorts of awful things, but that's where Jesus went. And coming to people at work, on the hills, looking after their sheep. Jesus came to all those places, to families, to the animals and birds, and to the people at work, and showed something of the glory, or what God was really like to them, but in a very hidden sort of way. That's why at Christmas it's a time of mystery, but also excitement and joy. We're going to think about those three ways this morning very quickly, and I need one or two volunteers to help me with this. And we're going to, if you're willing, Sean is going to put some, dress you up as the different characters, okay? So the first person I see with their hand up who would like to play Mary, don't have to do anything, but just to be Mary in this little Daisy. Do you think we can let Daisy be our...
Yay!
It's not favourites, she is my granddaughter, but she was actually the first hand up. Yes, here she is, you can be Mary. Well, this is a very proud moment for a grandparent, isn't it? That's really good. Who would like to play Joseph? Henry's there, no, he's too small. Who would like to be Joseph? Put your hand up if you'd like to play Joseph, Mary's husband-to-be. Yes, would you like to do that? Eloise? Okay, that's fine. Lovely. Come on out. Great stuff. So we've got Mary and Joseph, and they're going to be coming to the stable in a minute. The thing about this family was that they were going through very, very difficult times. Joseph was very confused as to whether he should actually marry Mary, because Mary was pregnant, and it made a lot of problems for them. Their family was going through huge stress. And they must have had a lot of rows, and they must have had awful times in that few months leading up to the birth of Jesus. But God came to Joseph And he came to Mary and he helped them to understand that actually, though it was going to be tough for them, this was his plan, and that he would bring not only good, but the greatest thing that ever happened to come about because of his coming into this family. And today, people come, God comes to families. He comes into families where there is real difficulty, where there's huge stress, and where there's things that people have to work out very carefully. Families all over the world today are going through incredibly difficult times, but also celebrating with real joy and real hope. They may be very poor, but often families can make the best of things, in recognizing that actually it isn't material things that matter most, it's the love that they share. So Jesus comes to whatever family you're part of. He comes into your family, and he comes into mine. Oh, look at Daisy and Eloise. You all look fantastic. Are you going to bring the baby Jesus with you into the stable now? There you are. There's the baby Jesus. And he's going to be ready to sleep in the stable. Oh, lovely. They've travelled 70 miles down from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It's a long, long way. And the donkey is probably going round the back for a drink at the moment. Actually, the donkey, of course, would have been there as well. A lot of other animals, in fact, the other animals probably would have been very put out because somebody came into their living place and goodness knows what happened. They might have had some squabbles and things. But they were there, and we're told that he came and placed in the manger, which was the animal's feeding trough, the most precious gift of all. I just wonder whether somebody would like to see if there are any animals in the stable at the moment. Would anybody like to come and explore, see if there's any animals come here? Yeah, would you like to come forward? I wonder what you might be able to find. Come with me and let's see if we can find something. You have to look amongst the hay and round the things and go and see. You want to come and help? What can you see around here? Have a look underneath. What's that? Hang on a second. What's that? There's something there, isn't there? Something blue, like a little scarf. See if you can see better from up here. Can you see it, Eloise? Who's there? It's a little mouse! Yes, it's Monty Mouse. Oh, fantastic. Let's see who he is. Give him a big clap. Monty Mouse has come to see Jesus. Sit down here. You never know what you're going to find in here. Poor Monty was fast asleep in the manger. But Jesus... Okay, Ruby. He was just as... Never mind the lion and the lamb lying down together. It's Monty Mouse and Jesus. That's really great. Actually, Jesus came to not only people, but he came also for the whole of God's world. Because God so loved the whole world that he gave his son. And that includes God's creation, all that he's made and everything that lives. And I want to ask the Padden family just to come forward for a second and share with us something that you've experienced about God's life in the world where you live and the animal life that lives around you. Now tell us, what ways are you seeing something of the animal life around you? And what have you done to help that happen? Let me just turn this on and you can tell me. Who'd like to speak? Josh.
Well, you wake up in the morning, if it's early, like 1 o'clock, you hear owls tooting.
Oh, yes.
But if it's like 7,
yes,
you can look out the window and you see foxes and squirrels.
Oh.
And it's just a beautiful of living in the wood.
Fantastic, because you live quite near the woods, don't you? And is there something that you've done particularly that makes it possible for you to see birds better?
Yeah, a couple of years ago now, about 1 year ago, yeah. 1 year ago, I was in the Cub Scout group and I made a bird box and we put that in our garden.
Yeah.
And Dad had the idea of putting a camera in it and plugging it to our TV so we could look at the birds in the bird box.
Oh, brilliant.
So we watched them. It was really exciting. And one day we were sitting round having our dinner and we actually saw an egg hatch in the bird box.
Gosh,
and we had a big family of birds by the end, so it was nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think we've got a picture, have we, Violet? of one of the little birds that hatched out. There he is, the little blue tit. You could see him in this, and there is a wonderful picture here of the blue tit. Whoop, has he got the next one? Hang on a second. Technology. Whoa. It's a blue sky as well as a blue tit, but you've got the idea. We might cut it back in a minute. Valent is doing a fantastic job on the thing. Is there anything that you'd like to say about other things whilst we're just waiting for that? Yeah, didn't take the microphone.
About 6 years ago, with the encouragement of the parish council and the South Gloucestershire Council, some of our local residents formed a friends group. And the purpose of our friends group was to enhance the natural beauty of the woods and the park nearby, and also make it more accessible to people, because it's on our doorsteps and people didn't seem to know it was there. So we now organise bat walks and owl prowls, owl talks, dawn choruses. I know you've been along to a dawn chorus. And just enjoy the wonderful nature that's around us.
Fantastic.
And in the spring, we're hoping that a project will come to fruition. For the last year, we've been having meetings in the back of the church, actually, at Open Church on a Tuesday, to put these habitat boards together. So identification boards, teaching people about the trees, the birds, and also just the other fauna and flora. And hopefully that will help families to be able to identify, enjoy, and interact.
Wonderful.
With all the nature that's there.
Brilliant, thank you. And have we got one picture now, Violet, of this tawny owl that we saw? That's right, well, on that nature walk. Oh, it was quick, because you only see very tawny owls very quickly. There he is. I actually saw that. I didn't take the picture, but I saw that tawny owl on that walk. So Diane, JB, Josh and Luke, you are doing a fantastic job of celebrating God's presence in creation. Let heaven and nature sing, we sang this morning. Thank you so much and for helping us to understand that. Great. Well, so God comes to families, he comes into the world that he's made and loves. And the last thing we're going to think about this morning is the way in which God comes to us in our work. Now, who would like to be a shepherd? Who might have a couple of people who would like to be a shepherd in our Christmas nativity? Any shepherds? They're very important people. The word... Oh, good. There we are. Just, if you just go in there, we can put the thing... And Josh might like to be a shepherd as well. Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. So the shepherds were in their fields watching their flocks by night. They were making sure that their work was being done well. And part of what we've been thinking about over this year is about the way in which we honour God by doing good work. Whatever we're doing, if we do it well, it's like an offering of worship to God. And I'm going to ask Tim to come forward now, over there, who's been on what we've called the Transforming Work course. A number of us were part of that the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity ran. I'm going to ask Tim if he would just share one little thing about God coming to us at work and what you've experienced.
Look at them, they're all really enthusiastic. Sunday, Christmas morning, and they all want to talk about work. It's great, isn't it? For me, until about a year ago, work was a bit of a drudge. You sort of had to drag yourself out of bed at 7:30 in the morning, go to work, drudge, drudge, drudge until home time, then back home. Life was very compartmentalised with church and family and work. Going on the Transforming Work course with Charles Hipsley from LICC, some of you will have met him on the Paris Weekend Away when we had the condensed version of the... I think we went on the degree level course for Transforming Work. It's helped me look at work in an entirely different way, and rather than see it as a drudge to be overcome, it's actually almost a place of joy, you won't believe me, and an opportunity to reflect God's grace to colleagues and just take a different approach to work. So, start sharing God's love, whether that's biscuits or whatever, and just transforming the workplace. And for me, it's been... a great difference.
Great. Thank you, Tim, very much indeed. Thank you. It's wonderful to see that transformation happen when we recognize that God is there too. God's always there. But sometimes we need eyes to see that. as the shepherds had eyes to see the angels and ears to hear the message, and they were so filled with praise that they couldn't help talking about it to all those around them and shared the good news of Christmas. So there we have Mary and Joseph, God coming into families as a baby where they are. We have the animals around us and the wildlife that enables us to recognize God's coming and loving the creation and coming to people wherever they are, whatever their work might be, whether it's in the home or in paid employment. We are so thankful that God comes to where we are. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the God who comes to us, who loves us as we are, and leads us into the things that you want us to experience. We thank you for your presence with us now, and for your promise to be with us always, every day of our lives. Amen. Thank you.